Hello, and welcome to this episode of Not Just Ghost Stories. I am your host, Josh, joined by Jackie and Laura. We are a small team of experienced paranormal investigators, and here we discuss different locations that we've investigated, along with a little history and the paranormal evidence that we found. Today, we'll be discussing an investigation that we did in Middletown, Ohio, of Posttown Elementary School. Laura, could you tell us a little about the history that we found?
Sure. Posttown Elementary School was opened in 1937, closed in 2000, and dedicated in 1938. Before it was a school, there were multiple train wrecks within a mile of the property. The town voted for a consolidation of elementary schools. With the building of Posttown, an end was brought to the one-room schoolhouse. The new school contained 6 classrooms and a gymnasium. In 1949, plans were drawn to add 4 more classrooms, restrooms, and a lunchroom. In 1953, 6 more classrooms were added. Then in 1999, a new high school was built and Posttown Elementary students were reassigned to the other school. In 2004, Daryl and Brenda Wisdom bought the school after it had sat vacant for 5 years and began allowing ghost hunters to rent the building. Before the school stood there, it speculated that it was Indian ceremonial ground. In the mid-1800s, a home near where the school would eventually be built was used as a church, which brings up the question if there is perhaps a cemetery nearby. In 1851, the Cincinnati, Hamilton, and Dayton Railroad was built behind the property that the school would be on. Several train accidents did occur. In 1891, employees of the National Cash Register were stopped at the Middletown station when a freight train collided with them. 4 people died and 50 were injured. Some witnesses claimed to have seen as many as 11 bodies. Among reports of the dead was an 11-year-old boy and a 6-year-old girl. July 4th of 1910, another collision between a passenger and a freight train resulted in 36 deaths, 19 at the scene of the accident. With no local hospital, the grounds of Posttown Elementary was used as a triage and many homes were utilized to help the wounded. An infant was found alive 700 feet from the train tracks in a cornfield. While there have been no confirmed death at Posttown, the school has had its share of tragedy. In 1962, an 8th grader that was an honor student did die in a bike riding accident a week before graduation. A kindergarten student fell out of a rocking chair at her home and died in 1963. In 1990, the school custodian was killed in a fire in his apartment. The school's been vandalized several times throughout its history. And in 1913, most of the Butler County was devastated by a massive flood. So lots of things leading up to what we're left with of Posttown Elementary now.
All right. And then with that being said, I mean, there has been a whole lot of stuff that's happened on the property along with surrounding that property. There, especially, it sounds like train wrecks and deaths that were caused from that. Now, we're getting into Posttown because we're going to start talking about a couple schools and as far as why we think that they may be have paranormal activity into them. But with this one, it has of course longstanding history of tragic things that's happened near or close to it, or even right on that type of property. Jackie, what's your thoughts on Posttown?
Well, once again, we are finding out that a lot of these haunted places are quite close to the train tracks, and just gotta wonder, do dead people use the train tracks as passageway, or is it because there's so many accidents, or, you know, what is the thing about train tracks that seems to bring more hauntings?
Yeah. I wonder if maybe even possibly the vibrations that it puts off just, you know, supplies them with energy needed.
Well, I mean, just looking at past investigations that we've talked about so far, Wheeldon Manor, Octagon Hall, and there are a few others, the Gaines Tavern right next to train tracks. There is a lot for some reason going on there. It's kind of like a lot of people that talk about either flowing water or even limestone can create or, you know, help out that paranormal activity too. So is train tracks, you guys think, part of that?
These are good questions we should ask whenever we do an EVP session.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure the spirits are tired of us asking, what's her name? How'd you die? Do you know where you're haunting? So, you know, let's change them up and give them some different questions that maybe they haven't heard before.
Yeah, and even the people listening, I mean, it's something that, you know, kind of pay attention to your surroundings. You know, if it comes down to a, you know, are there train tracks around all of these things that you're investigating, start asking about that type of stuff. You know, you will, you're more than likely going to get some type of answer on that end.
Definitely. I mean, you got to think among the ghosts in the world are probably just like people. Some of them are more scientific. They want to know how things work. So there's bound to be at least a few spirits out there that knows what's going on and can explain it. So we need to remind each other to ask that everywhere we go till we find the scientist among them.
And that also segues into, I happen to work in quite a few schools, and it is probably something most people don't think about, but most schools are haunted. And why are schools haunted? Is it because they're like a train station? Is it the same as the train tracks? That this is just somewhere because there's a lot of energy schools do create with bringing all the kids and the teachers and all their angst and stuff like that. You have a lot of energy. So is it schools are haunted because there's a readily accessible pool of energy? Or is it like in the spirit world, the schools are the train stations?
It does seem like anything that we think causes a haunting, it does have a correlation to energy.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's the whole entire point of talking about Post Town right here. Now, Post Town was closed down in 2000 and then bought by, you know, private owner and opened up to investigations because when they bought it, they realized a whole lot of stuff was happening. But even while Post Town was an actual working school, from the time it opened, children that were there were talking about things that they were seeing. And as they were going through things, they would see some type of shadow or they'd hear something that wasn't right or something was going on. So they're, you know, now we're going back, okay, is it because of the train tracks and the stuff that happened there ever since they bought the school? So, and then them being in that school, bringing up the energy is now making everything kind of attracted to that spot no matter what. So there's a lot to go into with, you know, Post Town and the next few that we're going to do here.
Well, schools too, you got to think, most kids' mind is more open. They've not been, you know, told that doesn't exist, this doesn't exist. So they don't have those barriers put up. So they see for things for what they really are. Perhaps spirits are attracted there just because they know they're going to get the interaction.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's also a part of pretty much everybody's life. You went to school, even if it was just a one-room schoolhouse, that was a major part of your life. So perhaps in death, we go back to the things that are more familiar to
relatable
us.
Relatable to us. Yeah.
So there's a lot of good stuff that, you know, we can talk about in this one. Where would you all like to go first? Do you want to start talking about Post Town and what kind of stuff we found?
I think maybe we jumped the track too much here, and that's my fault and stuff. But, yeah, I think our listeners might want to know, yeah, but what did you find at Post Town?
Okay, so let's go on and get into it. So when we went in there, now this wasn't a private investigation, we will say that. There were other people that were there. It was a public investigation that we decided to go and check out because we're like, hey, why not? We needed to go there at some point. So the very first place that I can remember going is actually in the boiler room of the school itself. You know, it was not a very big area, but it was, you know, a decent size. There was a few of us down there. We kept getting some really weird feelings, I can remember, along with, you know, like something's trying to talk. We ended up doing a sensory deprivation down there and starting to get in some answers. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah.
And it wasn't only, you know, you or Laura, you know, Jackie or Laura, or, you know, I was actually the one under sensory dep. But it was the other people asking questions and us getting answers out of it. So it was kind of interesting to see. I believe we were getting a custodian that used to work there, or somebody who used to work in the boiler room down there, wasn't it?
Yeah, that would make sense too, yeah. Because the kids wouldn't have been in the boiler room.
Yeah. We weren't getting a kid. It was an adult male. you know, I can remember being under sensory dep, and this guy, he was very vocal. He was very easy to hear. He wasn't, you know, quiet. A lot of times we go under sensory dep and I'd be like, I can't understand what they're saying. They're either talking too fast or they're too quiet. They need to speak up. They need to tell me what they want. This guy was not afraid to talk.
You gotta wonder, he seemed to stay in that back corner. So it's a small boiler room as far as space in there. So when you come in, it's kind of, there's enough room for everybody to gather shoulder to shoulder. And then you walk down this little narrow passageway and it kind of opens to the left and the right. And they had a chair at each end. And he seemed to stay like back where those chairs were. Mm-hmm. Like he never really came out to the front. So you got to wonder, does he even leave that area down there?
Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, that was not an answer that we were able to get, but it was an answer, you know, it was stuff that he was talking to us. I don't think we got his name. That was one thing he wouldn't tell us. And it was just one of those things. I remember somebody asking the question, did you work here? And it was yes, you know, because they asked him, were you part of the train, you know, one of the train wrecks? You know, that was a straight out no. He actually worked in the school. So, you know, it could be possibility of one of the custodians that passed away at his house in the fire, and that might have been his area, and he's just still there working.
Yeah.
So, and then now let's get into more of the school. We just kind of meandered through things. We ended up breaking away from the rest of the group, so then that way we can do our own stuff anyway.
Yeah, we're not real good on public hunts.
No, we kind of do what we want, and they're like, how'd you get up here? We just walked. that's how we
kept
go.
Kept thinking I heard my group up here. It is difficult to ghost hunt with people. And maybe not necessarily if you were used to those people, but everybody's style is different. And when you're doing the public ones, it seems like there's a lot of people there that have no idea, which I guess is a smart place to start when you don't know what you're doing. But it is more difficult because they just don't know when to stop talking.
Yeah. So we try to, you know, make sure that, you know, that we do get some time away. There's many different rooms to the school. I think one of the ones that we investigated a lot was the second floor. They have a room that's full of dolls. I remember getting stuff out of that, but one of them is, I know there's a show out there. They referred to it as the bad teacher's room. I believe that's the way that our guide referred to it too.
The mean teacher's room,
where the teacher was mean. We were getting a lot of stuff out of that room. Jackie, do you remember anything else about the second floor or that room?
I do. We got a lot of, a lot of activity in the hallway, but we got some very strange activity in the hallway. There was a bench, and Josh and I were standing out there. And while there was a shadow person, there was also and shadow people come in two different colors. They come in black or they come in like white. So, and there was this white kind of energy sort of shadow person, mm-hmm. who was around that bench, and the other shadow person was around there, and it looked like they were interacting, but you couldn't really tell exactly what they were doing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we had some noises and stuff coming out of the bad teacher's room, or the mean teacher's room. Laura, what else do you remember? Second floor.
On the second floor, for me, I constantly felt like something was right behind me. It didn't seem to matter where we went. So there's definitely a spirit that is pretty free-flowing up there, or at least was able to go wherever I went. In the doll room, there's a lot going on in that room.
Yeah, I can remember that one. That was one.
That sentry dep was weird.
Yes,
it seemed like the longer you were in the doll room, the weirder it got. I don't know, to the point that I think they just mess with you in there. Because remember, it'd be like something on the right, and we'd be looking there, and then all of a sudden we'd hear something in the corner that nobody was looking in. So it was just like a game of tag or peekaboo, hide and seek, I don't know.
It was one of the few places where, with that much activity, we actually got up and left the room. We had to. We were just getting overwhelmed.
Well, I think it was probably one of those things. All of those dolls were brought in there by, you know, owners or people that donated or anything else. I mean, it was a very large classroom full of dolls that every single one had its own little bit of energy to it, and each energy was different. So I think we were kind of starting to pull from every single thing in that room. So it was hard telling what we were talking to. We didn't know what we were talking to a point where we all kind of looked at each other and said, we have to go out of here for a bit. We're coming back, but we got to go out of here for a bit. Just stay in this room. Don't follow us. I can remember that one overall. But it seemed to kind of open up my eyes after being in that room, going down through other hallways, looking in other rooms, kind of had a more open mind. I felt like, okay, hold on. Now there's something here that wasn't here before. You know, you got the principal's office downstairs on the first floor, and you got this, where the principal's office we had been in earlier in the night was very dead at that time, for lack of a better term. There was no energy field. We went back down there, and all of a sudden everything starts happening in there.
I remember even trying to like role play in there, you know, just to spark things, like sitting where they had put up a desk, you know, to resemble the principal's desk. And I just didn't feel anything in there. And from the history that we were given when we got there, that's one of their more active areas. But for me, there just wasn't a lot going on in that room.
Until after the doll room, I felt.
Until we went back in, and then we had that, I believe I was sitting at, somebody was sitting at the desk, and there's a big black shadow.
Yeah.
That was obviously not happy we were at the desk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we couldn't determine whether that was actually somebody that worked for the school or a, you know, train wreck victim. They wouldn't really talk to us, but they gave you the energy feel of get out now because you're not supposed to be here. There was another one just down the hall from the principal's. There was a custodial break room down there that started having some activity where it didn't have much early in the night. As we got later in the night, it started picking up and ramping up. There was a shadow that was running around a corner in there. I don't know if you remember that one. But, I mean, it seemed like it was after we were upstairs and decided to go back downstairs after we kind of messed up in the doll room or kind of got, you know, to the point where we couldn't stay there anymore. Then things started ramping up in the building. Now, was it because of the energy of other people there? Or was it because we are now a little bit more aware because of that doll room and all the energy that was happening there?
I think it was a little bit of both. That's one of the reasons. There's several reasons why we do public ghost hunts. Number one, they're usually cheaper. And number two, places that you're going to get more energy if you bring in energy. And of course, people on a ghost hunt, their expectations are high. You know, the fear is kind of high and stuff like that. So you've got more energy to put into the atmosphere for the ghost to use.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you know, all the multitude of just battery life. You know, if three of us go in and we have, you know, three recorders, you know, that's probably 6 to 12 batteries. Well, if you got 30 people carrying them around, they can almost pull from it and we would not even notice it.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, with that being said, well, let's talk about some of the equipment that we brought in. Because there was, you know, not just our equipment, but other people's equipment. Yeah, we went off by ourselves, but people were still using things. You know, there was obviouses that were being used there. We had, you know, REM pods and recorders and sensory dep and spear boxes. I mean, about anything, because every single person had something, you know, at some point. You know, for me, in this whole entire place, the sensory dep is the one big thing that I remember on everything, because when we decided to do it, we did it, you know, I think 3 or 4 different times in the night. We were getting some kind of feedback from something. So, you know, that one there was, you know, huge for me. Do you guys remember any other equipment that we used that I didn't say?
I mean, for me, a lot of it was, you know, things that we were seeing and feeling, but when we added the sensory dep to it, a lot of what we, you know, were unable to prove that we were experiencing was kind of brought to light, like validated the feelings and the things that we were seeing, which there are a lot of shadows there. If you've never experienced it, that's a great place to see them.
And they come in, like I say, there's 2 flavors, the black ones and the white ones.
There's a lot going on. One room that we didn't bring up, where they did the special education.
Yeah.
Now, we felt some things in there, and if we remember, we did play the box that goes through the channels.
The spirit box.
The spirit box.
Mm-hmm.
And we did hear things that were like words, but not words. Almost if you had like a speech impediment. But at the same time, it was so broken that there's just no way for us to determine what it was.
No way to validate it in any way.
Well, and let me give you a little hint. I've done Post Town several times, so this might have been a different time. But if you're doing an EVP session with other people in the special ed room, asking questions like, do you still ride the short bus to school or when you die? Because I wanted to know, when special ed people die, do they become whole? But asking those questions with other people, you get looked at very strangely.
Well, you know, people still want you to stay politically correct, even in this, with somebody who's there in spirit, not in body. So
they're not as good as science then, because scientists are not afraid.
See? Let's see, what we talk about has some type of validation on that.
Ask the tough questions sometimes.
One of the rooms that, you know, we're going to come back to the doll room and a few other rooms, but one of the ones that just popped in my mind was the cafeteria kitchen area downstairs. For me, was very just an odd energy feel throughout there.
Yes, I've gotten that also in the, because it's cafeteria kitchen, and on the other side is the gymnasium.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you go in the gymnasium, it's dead, and a lot of times you go in there, and it's almost like you can see bodies on the floor, mm-hmm. and other times you go in there, and it's not a pleasant feeling.
Yeah, and I remember walking in there and just kind of being hit by a wall of a weird energy going, this is something's not right, and just kind of looking through going, I feel like something's going to happen, but nothing really happened as far as visually, I will say that. You know, there were some EVPs. There was, I think we did sensory depth down there.
And there were spiders. There's a lot of spiders in this basement. Spiders.
You don't mention those.
They're about as bad as bats.
But when we were in the cafeteria side too, a lot of times you hear things on EVPs that you don't hear in real life. When we were in that cafeteria, we did all hear something audibly.
Yeah.
And it seemed that everybody that was in that vicinity did hear it. So I just wanted to notate that. I mean, you don't usually hear them without assistance from something.
It was something where because I think we were still in the group form at that time, where everybody went, what was that? You know, but there was other people talking because we were asking questions. And so we couldn't really catch it, but we noted it was something that was not somebody that was, physically there. So we do know that. I don't remember if I caught it on EVP or not, too. I think I can catch a clip of it, but I can't understand what it's saying on that end, too. They have like a little cooler off to the side. Remember we were inside there? Yeah. I think that's where we did sensory depth also.
Dry storage. Yeah. I think it was more dry storage.
Dry storage. We did sensory depth in there too, and we got a little bit out of there. It wasn't a whole lot, but it was just a weird energy feel. Even to the point we walked into the gymnasium from that point, and we were like, it's still here. It's kind of just odd.
It's down that back hallway if you go the back way, mm-hmm. and that hallway towards the end there's a drinking fountain. You can get that weird feeling there. I don't want to say it's evil, but I don't want to say that it's good either. It's just kind of strong and unpleasant. Strong and
it's there.
Ominous, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there was points where we were standing in the actual cafeteria area where the kids were sitting, tables would be. There was like a little alcove behind me, and I'm like, I really don't want to have my back to this. I kind of want to stand up against a wall because of things, you know, just feeling so odd, you know.
It didn't seem to matter where you are in that building. There's a lot of come up behind you.
Yeah. With that being said, on as far as EVP and stuff like that, you will hear some of the train people. There are some of the spirits from the train crashes, you know, hanging around also. They are very vocal also as they're, you know, you ask questions, you actually feel, especially down on the bottom floors, you kind of get more of them than you do on the upper floors. Let's see, where else do we want to talk about as far as on the bottom floor?
You're saying about the train people and stuff. I was in the gymnasium and talking to what I guess he was a conductor on a train, and they're very vocal about the accident. It wasn't their fault. There was nothing they could do, and they're kind of still angry about it.
Yeah. Well, because they want to try to figure out what exactly happened. I don't think that was ever answered. On that second wreck, especially that happened in 1910, there was no answers as to what actually happened. I think they ended up putting it on the brakeman, and I know that he's one of those that are there that's trying to fight for his innocence, too. Where he's like, no, that wasn't me. You know, he doesn't know who it was, but he knows for a fact it wasn't him. He wasn't even, you know, part of that at that time. So
yeah, I think when there's a tragic accident, we need to be careful on who we blame, especially if they're not living any longer to be able to defend themselves, because who's to say he doesn't have to go on eternity replaying that in his mind now?
Yeah.
Because it's where he's stuck.
I think maybe he's still around just because he's trying to find the answer as who did it. I want to know. I want somebody to really look into it. And I don't think anybody really has.
Well, and there you just shot down a lot of people's hopes that once we die, we know everything.
I don't think it works that way.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that, people. That's not my fault.
We've had spirits ask us questions. So I know that they don't know everything.
Yeah. With all of that being said, we are going to pause our talk on Post-Town Elementary School and resume on the next episode. Till then, this has been Not Just Ghost Stories, and we have been your hosts, Josh,
Laura,
and Jackie.
And until next time, you can find information and contact us on our website at notjustghoststories.com and see evidence that we have discussed on Facebook at Not Just Ghost Stories. Thanks.